Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and your co-host, John Doerr, is with us. He'll be with us in just a moment. I'm going to outline the flavor for the show. It is about 9/11 truth, AE-9/11, and loose change. They're all fucking liars. And we're also going to talk about Anonymous. So I'm bringing in John now. Here's John. How's it going, John?
How's it going,
John
James?
Boy?
Good to be back with you, yeah. Sir.
anyways, we're going to talk about 9/11 truth and 9/11. And you know what I've put out, and in terms of like a statement of sorts and a movie and
yes.
So on. What are your opinions? Or understanding.
I watched it, and I agree with you that, once you brought up the subject to me, it kind of dawned on me that, in other words, it's a thread throughout 9/11 truth is not only 9/11 truth, but the whole NIST explanation of the collapse of Building 7 was also done through animation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, in other words, it's brainwashing through cartoons is what they're basically resorting to brainwash people. And
okay, and
in that sense, you know, it the fact that multiple avenues strewn throughout the whole 9/11 thing, the whole 9/11 clusterfuck, are all, in other words, promoting animation to explain their lies. In other words,
okay.
To make their lies believable. So it's believability through cartoons, basically. Which, you know,
yeah.
I mean,
it's like
a blatant slap in the face. In other words. That
yeah.
They believe that it, people are so, you know, such simpletons that if they, you know, make a good enough animation, 3D animation, that they can, you know, bullshit everybody with it.
Right.
You know?
Well, let me
so,
jump
and that's,
in here.
Go ahead.
Sure. I'm a 3D animator. I do this stuff. But in all my animations, I did a couple of...
Yeah, but at least your animations are, you know, truthful. They're telling a true narrative, not a bullshit story.
I didn't animate the buildings getting, like,
right.
exploding and the top falling off and the building collapsing. All I animated
right.
were the buildings, the camera flying around the buildings. And in the first movie, I show a plane going through the building, but it doesn't...
Yeah.
It doesn't break anything. It doesn't do anything. It just shows a plane going into the building,
right.
which supports the idea that there were planes.
Right.
But in my second movie and on, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I vehemently deny planes. And
right.
You know, it wasn't until 2 days ago that I found out that there's a big problem. I watched Loose Change. I wanted to see the animation again. What I didn't like when I first saw it. About a year ago
no.
was the fact that the plane enters the building but the flames seem to like sort of do a curveball and come out the corner and
right.
the plane enters the building straight on and comes out the corner. It just doesn't make any sense. And I was like
right.
there's something wrong and it just stayed
right.
with me for a long time. So I watched it a couple days ago and this is after the big anniversary and
no.
I fucking shit my pants when I saw it. I mean, I really did. I was so freaked out. What they have
mm-hmm.
in this demonstration is the core alignment is in the wrong direction.
Right,
this
I was just going to mention
that.
This is
serious shit.
And I didn't even until I watched your video, I didn't even realize that they had done that. In other words, reverse the core alignments. I think it was just
yeah,
on the South Tower they reversed it.
What they also do is... They make the airplane hit sort of straight on, which looks
right.
like the hit on Tower 1. They confuse
right.
people. People,
exactly.
first of all, this whole thing is very confusing.
Of course, and deliberately confusing.
Yeah, and you can thank the guys who built these towers for the fact that it is as confusing. Not the guys who design them. I'm talking about the top elites who put them there.
Right.
To begin with, back in 1965.
Right.
The New World Order was
established. David Rockefeller.
You got it, mister.
And his
David
brother.
Right.
Was the governor of New York State at the time, and that's how they were able to build them. Because
so
he had the political influence to, you know, in other words, get it built.
Yeah, he's like, I want buildings here now.
By
okay,
his brother being the governor of the state.
Right, that's right. I made a mistake
yeah.
the other day. I said, I retain all the information that John tells me. Governor or mayor? Shit, I can't remember. Well,
it was governor.
And
John Rockefeller was the governor of the state at the time when the World Trade Centers were built.
If your last name is Rockefeller, you're a cockfeller. So you're a fucking cockfeller.
And you're basically an agent for the Rothschilds.
Yeah, it's all evil
yeah.
shit.
Right.
And
isn't Zuckerberg from Facebook related to the Rockefellers too?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something
a
like
a grandson
that.
Or something, or it's somehow
yeah.
related. Right.
See, I saw that on the internet, but as with anything on the internet, I can't
yeah,
really
right.
trust it.
You gotta take
but,
it with a grain of salt.
I wouldn't put it past him. I've seen pictures of Zuckerberg with who was it? The Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu.
Yeah.
And
How convenient.
Okay, so,
anyway.
Yeah, like, what? I don't understand it. They're drinking beer. And,
yeah, just a couple of normal guys, right?
Yeah.
right. Yeah, sure.
All right, so let me continue with this.
Yes.
There's more
sorry
to story.
Get off track. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, John. Stay on track.
Come on, James.
Okay, here we go. So, Coraline is wrong.
Right.
That's major because this justifies
yeah.
the idea that the plane crashed through the core and caused severe damage to
right,
the core.
Right, cut the core columns.
Which would amount to the top of the building falling off. I mean, it just completely makes sense, doesn't it?
Right.
Even though AE 911, 911 Truth, and Loose Change vehemently deny that the buildings had a pancake collapse, they
right.
say it was demolition. Well,
right.
there's so many interesting agents to bring into this.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Wazo family of Controlled Demolitions, Inc., who came to the site and said, there were no controlled demolitions here,
right.
even though that's
right.
what they do for a living.
Right.
And they are involved. And,
absolutely.
They
actually, I don't know if you noticed, they actually blew up... there was
two
a couple buildings, old,
two,
the oil tanks in Queens.
Yeah. Yep.
A few months prior to 9/11. Right, so they were in the area already, which, you know, give me a freaking break, you know. And then they
yeah,
claimed they had no... What? And then they claimed that it wasn't a demolition.
Yeah, like...
Even though
course.
Them and their containers full of dynamite were in the area a couple of weeks before.
It's like asking a murderer, you know, did you murder this person? And
right.
they're like, no.
Yeah, and he was right down the block
they know all about
before it.
It
happened. Right, exactly. Yeah.
And so that was kind of untrustworthy. And you know the guy in, I can't remember what country it is in Europe. He looked
oh,
at
yeah.
the controlled demolitions expert, and he
right.
looked at Building 7 demolition, and he said, that's a fucking demolition. And then later,
absolutely.
Like, a week later, he
right.
was dead.
Yeah, it was involved in a one-person car crash. He crashed into a tree and died.
How convenient.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, again, how convenient. Because
he
stuck to his story, that's why. And
well,
the powers that be couldn't have
it,
them,
it
you know. This,
you know, if you live in the States, you're under fire. You're under, there's a gun aimed at your head.
Right.
If you're out of country, it's not so bad the further away you get, but it doesn't
right.
mean you're out of reach.
Right.
And I know this, and we're going to get to Anonymous in the second part of this, but
yeah.
I wanted to say...
And, but the fact was, he's a world-renowned demolitions expert, and his opinion went a long way.
Well, sure.
And there's even that, you know, the video online of that kid, I believe he's from Canada, that calls him up,
mm-hmm.
you know, and asks him blatantly, you know, if he still, you know, stuck to his story. And he adamantly, you know, said that, you know, it was controlled demolition.
Okay.
And then he died shortly after. Okay, moving on.
Okay, well, listen, I will make the parallel to Building 7 now, in that
okay.
the Building 7 came down at 5:20 in the afternoon. This is all crafted. Why did it come
right.
down at 5:20? Why did Larry Silverstein say pull it and then deny
right.
it? Why
right.
do you have fire people contesting that, and then there's
right.
other fire people that are part of it? I mean,
right.
I can really get deep here for you, but... what I wanted to say is Building 7 is a distraction. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
They also say that it was the place where they staged everything.
Right.
Where they had all
where,
the planning
the,
and everything.
The,
and
the control system was the demolition, the two towers.
Yeah, right next door.
Right.
And they could watch the whole thing.
Right.
And so the other part of this is that... the entire building was all government offices except for a few banking things at the top.
Right.
You had the CIA, largest fucking CIA outside of Langley, Virginia.
Right.
You had the FBI. You had the FEC.
No.
You had other secret shit in there.
Right.
And there's this footage of a guy who runs up to Building 7 after Tower 1, after... Tower 2 has come down.
Yeah.
And I swear, he's like about 6 blocks away on the West Side Highway. And he's running down the highway. And he gets to Building 7. And he sees a guy duck into the building through a broken window. And he follows him.
Right.
The guy has a backpack on. He goes up the escalator. He gets to the top. And he meets this other dude who's wearing a police jacket that says OST, Office of Secure Transportation. You know who those guys are?
Who?
They're the ones that carry a movement, the movement or transporting of nuclear materials.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's in there. He's wearing a paper bag over his head, but it's not a paper bag. It's a fucking special radiation filtration hat.
Right.
And, they did not expect this guy with a camera to show up.
Right.
And so they go to plan B. They're like, oh, well, there's nobody in the building, so you better leave. And so the first guy with the backpack leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And then the camera guy asks the guy that takes off the paper bag, who's got the OST, which, by the way, in German means east. But anyway, I'll get to more of that later if you want. So... he says everyone's out of the building. This is after Tower 2 has come to the ground. It's fresh.
Right.
It just happened.
Yeah.
Now the guy says, oh yeah, I saw the top of the building come off. How would you have that opportunity being in Building 7 with, you know, he probably could have seen it, but would he be staring out the window watching the top of the building fall off? And would
right.
he notice? Would he notice that it fell off and fell to the east?
Yeah.
So anyway.
And what are they doing in the building? If the, you know, 110-story building, you know, 100 yards away just collapsed, what are they doing in Building 7?
Well, yeah, that's why everyone was out of there and he was in there. And what's he doing there? And everything's connected with tunnels in that area.
Oh, of course.
Always.
It was all riddled with... underground tunnels there. The whole complex was all, underground structures and tunnels and parking lots and stuff.
Yeah, it was like a hive under there.
Yeah, exactly. I've been down under there.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely.
There's the train system. There's the tunnel system that went to New Jersey. There was the mall. There's different walkways.
New York City subway tunnels and everything, too.
You got it. So enough about Building 7. It's mired in controversy that you have stupid people who are like, it wasn't demolition. right. who don't even know what it was, but they listen to
right.
the government lying to them.
Right.
And then you have 8911 and 911 truth who are focused 100% on this. But I argue those weren't the main events. The tower, Building 7, was not the main event. The main event
right.
was the twin fucking towers. They had airplanes crash into them, and they fucking it murdered like nearly 3,000 people. So why
right.
the fuck are they investing everything on this fucking Building 7 piece of shit that nobody knew about?
It's to distract people away from the fact that they screwed up with the twin towers because, you know, they said they. I'm saying they tried to claim, you know, that. I believe their whole airplane story, you know, got screwed up, and so they threw in Building 7 to, like you said, distract people away from the main event. And because, who knows, you know, it might have been like when they saw it come down, you know, it might have been so blatantly obvious to them that it looked like a demolition because they came down so fast. Maybe they weren't expecting the buildings to collapse that fast, or you know what I mean? So then they put in Building 7 to just, you know, confuse everybody and make it more
okay.
You know,
just
more complicated.
It is. It's convoluted.
Right. Exactly.
And you have Building 7 at 5:20 in the afternoon, where everybody was like, that's when everybody has dinner, roughly. Not
mm-hmm.
everybody. So I know friends who eat at 4. Some of
yeah.
you at 8. You know, the point is that it was around supper time, and people were already
mm-hmm.
in shock from the Twin
right.
Towers. I mean,
mm-hmm.
People were also in shock about the Pentagon because it was like, oh, my God, that's our security for the whole country, and it was attacked,
right.
blah, blah, blah. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, nobody knew what was going on at 5:20 in the afternoon because all they were being pumped with was what was by design by the media, and
right.
it was all about Osama bin Laden on day one. And
just about
you
a half hour after the plane set, or the fake plane set, Osama bin Laden was blamed. Which, you know, that in
That's
itself,
right.
how do you know who it was? And, you know, and a guy, what's his name, Paul Bremer or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, he was the first one on television. He was supposed to be in the towers, and instead he's, you know, he shows up on CNN or MSNBC. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it telling the entire narrative and that we have to go to war, you know, within a half
yeah,
hour
like we have
of it happening.
To come after them with everything we've got, you know,
right.
like, really?
And I mean, that that is a huge smoking gun to me because, you know, he's a huge perpetrator. And he was also in caused Iraq to, you know, be a huge failure
right.
after we invaded.
But that was by design also. We talked
right.
about this yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah,
Iraq. Well, we'll save Iraq, okay?
Yeah.
Let's get to the tower now.
Mm-hmm.
So Tower 1 gets hit at 8:46 a.m.
Right.
There are people that were called to meetings at the top of Tower 1,
mm-hmm.
above the point of incident. The meeting rooms
right.
were between 100 and 110.
Right.
Now, the plane hit between the 93rd and 99th floors,
mm-hmm.
and there was two brokerage firms on those floors. There
yes.
was also an explosion on the 25th floor, which was,
mm-hmm.
well, there was explosions throughout the building, but this happened at the same time
right.
at Garbin, which was another brokerage firm. Now, this is
right.
all about the covering up of George H.W. Bush's war chest, which he started
right.
with trying to steal money from
Russia.
What's it called? From Russia. And
yeah.
when
the looting
when
of the Russian economy.
Yeah, they fucked him over.
After they collapsed
Huge.
Russia.
Yeah, that also was by design. And,
right. Well, the collapse was with the intent to loot Russia and make a huge war, you know, profit. Which I think bankrolled the further wars, too, or helped to, you know.
Well, he had it's purported to be $230 billion in a war chest.
Right.
And so that happens.
Yeah. And plus the bomb going off in the basement.
8:46, people are getting to work, okay?
Right.
They're either at their desks or they're just climbing up the stairs or they're going
right.
up the elevator.
Coming out of the subways and stuff.
Right. Well, a bomb went off in the basement.
Yeah.
And this killed a number of people in the basement at the same
right.
time. It's not precisely at the same time, it's about 8 seconds before the
right.
bomb explodes between 93 and 99, forming the shape of an airplane hole, and
right.
then, you know, killing everyone in that region
right.
and that area. And so, what else do I have to say? The Richter scale. There's seismic activity on record, but I think
yeah.
they rigged that too.
Yeah.
It makes people wonder. The seismic activity doesn't correlate with the. The airplane hit on Tower 1 and the airplane hit on Tower 2
mm-hmm.
shouldn't be that much different, but one's
right.
a 2.1 and one's a 2.3.
Right.
So Tower 1's a 2.3 and Tower 2's a 2.1.
Right.
Now, the problem with that is the Richter scale goes up exponentially. So,
right, right. Each point is a massive rise in
yeah,
volume.
Yeah, like each point is much, much higher than the next. And,
right.
So I tried to rationalize this in the first movie that there was more damage done to the core because I believe there were airplanes at the time. And I thought, well, the plane hit smack dab right in the middle. The Tower 1 and mashed through the core. So that
right.
that made the whole building shake more.
Right.
But now that I know that there are no planes, that this doesn't make any sense because the explosion on Tower 1 and the explosion in Tower 2 would have the same amount of pyrotechnics because what they were designed to do is cut the top. So they staggered the cuts over a period. At the top, it's cut in several places, and then later on they cut the rest, and the top of the building falls off. Or it accounts for why the top starts falling into the floor below, maintaining
right.
its shape until it's clouded by the dust,
right?
And then later disintegrated because it's also rigged for explosion,
right?
So,
and don't forget it tilted like whatever it is, 23 degrees.
The plane?
No, the top of Tower 2.
Top of Tower 2.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the laws of physics, you know, depict that, you know, it should have fell into the street. It shouldn't have, you know, went straight down.
Yeah, well, if it was to
slide
off.
It should have encountered resistance and toppled over off the rest of the building and into the street. But it didn't.
Yeah, it takes straight down and then it falls off.
Right.
But the whole thing blows up in midair, surrounded by smoke,
right.
and you see the east facade come out of the smoke, and
right.
it's already blown up. It's just the east facade comes off and lands on Building 4.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now that was ultimately what I decided was the motive for doing it that way. They wanted to destroy Building 4. What was
the Well, the
four?
Commodities exchange was in there, and the gold was underneath Building 4.
Ah, okay.
In the vault below the commodities exchange, because the commodity, you know, in other words, the commodity trading for gold and silver and platinum, because I worked in Building 4, was
okay.
in Building 4, you know.
Okay.
In other words,
the
whole
one...
commodity exchange was there, but, the gold and silver and platinum around the world, was traded from right there in Building 4. And,
okay.
and the vaults containing, all the countries around the world's gold reserves were
right.
contained below Building 4
in
the vaults.
Let's not forget the truck that tried to drive away with the gold, but the structure
the one,
fell
the only
down
one
the
that
truck.
Was caught. I believe there were other trucks that got away.
Yeah, not all the gold was accounted for.
Right,
and
exactly.
Was,
and the only reason that truck... didn't make it was because the ceiling truss, in other words, came down as a concrete beam came down in the parking garage as it was escaping and pinned it. In other words, like fell on top of it.
Right.
And so the driver just had to, you know, get out and run and abandon the truck because he couldn't get away.
An abandoned gold truck. Shouldn't there be enough right there to say, hello, it wasn't Osama bin Laden?
Right.
And
then
but,
Building 6, too.
Yeah, it got fucked up somehow. A gigantic.
Well, there was a huge explosion. There's proof. There's proof from the fire department that they were fighting fire before either of the towers collapsed in Building 6.
Right.
There was a huge explosion. And if you look at photographs online, there's a huge circular explosion. The whole entire middle of the building is just a huge circle, you know, is just blown out of it.
Right.
And below Building 6, there were all, in other words, high-end police agencies. That,
yeah, the Eldorado Task Force.
Right. And they had vaults below Building 6 that contained all kinds of evidence against corporations and stuff that there were cases against. And that those vaults were also proven to be looted because there was a FEMA photographer. Right, the FEMA photographer made it to the basements and photographed all the vaults, you know, opened, and they were totally empty. So they were emptied out the night before or that morning.
Right.
And then the building was blown up.
Pretty much,
sorry.
Yeah. There was
continue.
There was nothing left. Okay, so...
just want to get the facts out.
8:46 in the morning, people are getting to their desks, and, you know, boom! All of a sudden... If people miss work that day, they're fucking lucky.
Right.
But, you're probably at work at 8:46.
Right.
And there's more than likely in the Twin Towers, which are like mostly high-end fucking, you know, you don't have like Joe's Barbershop in there.
Well, in the basement in the mall there was,
yeah.
but in the
not
offices.
Joe's Barbershop Corporation.
It was all high-end offices.
Yeah, it's all lawyers, doctors, well, not doctors.
Right,
financial
institutions.
Yeah, exactly. Wall Street types.
Right.
All right, so the people there are responsible. They would be at work before it's time to start.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could have a sort of sense that they could nail most of the people they wanted to.
Right.
Most of them, not all of them.
Yeah.
Some people are still alive. And they've probably been muzzled and threatened.
Right.
Their lives, their families' lives,
mm-hmm.
and so on. All right, so 8:46. Now, everybody else in the city is going to work or on their way to work or at work and or at going to school or at school. In fact, there's a video, a NIST video, of kids lining up to go into the school
mm-hmm.
just as it happens. And that's the up close shot, two blocks away from the towers.
Yeah.
Of Tower 1. And it the camera stays fixed on it for pretty much just after the hit until much later. And you can watch the progression of the white smoke and flames starting up on different floors. And I can analyze, you can show me a picture of the Tower 1 before the Tower 2 hit, and I can tell you what time it was at.
Right.
All right. So, now it's 9:03.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, people in Tower 2 were like freaked the fuck right out.
Right, and Tower 2 wasn't evacuated.
Yeah, that's right.
They
told them the fucking
to stay.
Larry,
there were recordings coming over telling them to stay
to go back to
at their desk. Right.
And, you know,
because they needed
like, fuck you.
They needed
but
more people
some
killed.
Some people did.
Right.
They were certainly killed. And here's why. I'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so from 9:03 to 9:59, Tower 2 was hit and in distress. The evacuation testing that was done added that it takes 2 hours for a full building to evacuate. Well, there wasn't a full building, but still... there's a congestion at the bottom,
right.
And you know, people are moving in a hasty but you know, responsible way, and but they're not running, they're not freaking out, they're not panicking.
Mm-hmm.
And Tower 2, well, here's the deal. So between So it's less than an hour. So for half, say half the tower was it was filled, it would take an hour completely for everybody to get out.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to remember, and there's eyewitness accounts, and this is also talked about by a leading scientist in this. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Damn it. It's on the tip of my tongue. That people were listening. There's explosions going off on many different floors. There's
right.
a quote that says, it seemed like they had a detonator. Sorry, they're pressing detonator buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't know where to run. The quote, something
right.
like that.
Yeah. And plus there's firemen accounts of secondary explosions throughout the building too, being reported and are recorded in the firemen's
right.
Radio transmissions.
They talk about floors blowing up before either tower fell.
Right.
There was dust on people before the like. There's pictures. There's footage of people coming out of the buildings, and you can see dust on their face. It was like either they're mashed into the walls. Or
right.
The stuff that fell on them.
Right.
But now, between 9:03 and 9:59, you got 600 people trapped above floors 78 to 85.
Yeah.
Those are
right.
those are where the so-called plane hit the tower.
Yeah.
So everybody above 85 was caught.
Mm-hmm.
However, I want to argue that.
Well, there was one stairwell that was still accessible.
That's right, that's right.
In one of the corners.
Stairwell A in
yeah.
Tower 2. But it was
yeah.
filled with smoke, so people didn't know. If they
right.
like they opened the door and they went, there's smoke, and they're like, well, fuck, you know. They
yeah.
Some people braved it down, and
right.
They were able to get out. But there's
mm-hmm.
only a... I think it was 23 or 21
yeah.
that actually got out. And
mm-hmm.
I want to offer this, okay? Just like with all numerology in relation to the towers, I think the numbers
mm-hmm.
of the dead are fictitious. I think
oh,
there was
so do I, absolutely.
People. I think there was
yeah.
probably more.
Yeah.
And that's because they were told to stay at their desk. It just went over the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Stay at your desk. Stay at your
right.
desk. We can't afford to have you evacuate because there's not enough room in the plaza.
Right.
You know? So, now there's all the people in the stairwell coming down, and there's all the firemen going up.
Right.
And there's 343 firemen, 343, same different thing. Okay?
Yeah.
That's a significant number.
Absolutely.
And what I mean is, well, after Tower 2 got hit, how many firemen do you think they sent over to Tower 2? They would probably send, like, half their contingency.
Right.
Maybe less.
No.
But the fact is, most of the firemen got out of Tower 1. After
yeah.
Tower 2 goes down, people are like, okay, fuck this, we're getting out. And,
yeah.
But there's an interesting thing about floor 24 in Tower 1. That's where all the firemen sort of set up their secondary post. That's where the elevator went to. I should know this. I'm sorry, I don't know exactly what floor it was.
Right.
It's between 20 and 35. Anyways. There's all kinds of accounts of firemen going up to that floor,
yeah.
through the elevator or up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something we can't know, is what happened in Tower 2. No one talks about it. Tower 2, South Tower, is like a mystery because it came down with everybody in it, and
right.
no one evacuated. So,
mm-hmm.
except the people that got out, but they weren't. They don't know what was going on in terms of logistics and the firemen and so on. So what I'm trying to get at here is Tower 2 is a mystery on purpose. There's something about Tower 2 that is so special
right.
that they would lie about it. Loose Change would lie about it. 9/11 Truth would lie about it. AE 9/11 lies about it.
And just the fact it was hit second and it fell first is strange,
right?
Too. Is really strange.
Well, I think that was done to get all the people that were evacuating in the stairwells. They crushed them.
And on top of it, there is a fireman's radio transmission that he made it up to the fire to where, you know, in other
right.
words, the crash.
He said there wasn't much of a fire.
Right.
Which
once
I
that
think,
came over the radio, it was like
yeah.
within minutes the entire, you know, tower came down. And I believe that
yeah.
was because, you know, in other words, the cat was out of the bag.
Right.
That,
hold
that,
on.
Yeah.
Hold on, because here's the deal. Do we know if the elevators were destroyed? Yes, we do, because there was an explosion in the basement in Tower 2.
Right.
Do we know if they had an elevator that went up to the 23rd floor? Or the 20, I can't remember which one.
No,
we don't. But we can assume that it's the same situation because who knows why, but maybe it's different. It's certainly the same in terms of the buildings. The buildings are identical. Now, how long do you think it would take you to run up 72 flights of stairs with 40 pounds of fucking equipment on your back? Or 100 pounds, whatever it is. I don't know
yeah.
exactly. So 72 flights of stairs
mm-hmm.
in under an hour, so 54 minutes. Do you think you could do it? You know?
Probably not. I'd
My
probably have
is,
a heart attack by
real?
Like the 50th floor. But
is it real? Is it real? That's the question.
Well, I believe it's real. I mean, the guy was
okay.
a real fireman, and it was over a fireman's trail.
Well, here's
oh,
another
no.
double whammy.
Okay.
The Chief Pfeiffer, Battalion Chief Pfeiffer, who was part
yeah.
of the Ladder 1 crew that
right.
went to Tower 1. They were the first there. They were the ones
mm-hmm.
with the Nade guy.
Yeah.
They all survived. Wouldn't
right.
they all be dead because they were the first ones there?
Yeah.
Because what I'm saying is...
Well, they stayed down at the lobby.
Yeah, well, yeah, they hung out by the, in the lobby and they're like, okay,
yeah.
let's leave. There's more
well,
than
at least he did. I don't know about the rest of his, you know, his
He was
his
in the lobby.
Group.
Right.
But I mean
the
men, you know, the regular men in his firehouse.
Yeah. What I was going to say about that is the guy that went up to the floor 71 said there was no fire, but there was a fire and steel was melting. Okay.
Right.
And at the point where he was there, he should have probably been able to see the fucking melting pool of steel.
Right.
There wouldn't have been a small fire.
Mm-hmm.
This explanation ties in with a plane. But there's I lost what I was trying to say. There's also the helicopter that didn't land on the building, and they were told not to because the heat from the fires was too intense.
Oh, the smoke, too.
Well, they could have landed in the smoke and put on an oxygen mask and
yeah.
Opened the doors and gone and saved people, you know. Here
it wouldn't have mattered anyway. The doors were locked.
Locked.
To the roof.
And they shouldn't have been locked.
Right,
they were
exactly.
supposed to be open for the fucking tourists.
Right.
Because
in the 93 bombing, they actually did extract people from the roof after the 93
right.
bombing.
Right.
I think they saved like 20-something people. You know, in other words, evacuated 20-something people off the roof with helicopter.
So I wanted to say that the Tower 2 mystery is one that should be looked into largely. It's
yeah.
what they're hiding. There's something in it. There's something about it. There's a reason why they hit the South Tower on the south face. And there's a reason why the tower landed on
Building 4.
We talked about. And there's a reason why they hit it on those specific floors. It was
mm-hmm.
Marshall McLennan. It was where Paul Bremer worked.
Right.
And there's a reason why there's so many things all connected and tied in together.
well, I believe it was to hide that exact agenda, which was to take out those, you know, those exact companies. There was
yeah.
special software in play there.
mm-hmm.
and stuff and these companies and all the money, you know, in other words, and it was proven later on they sent the computer hard drives that were salvaged.
Yeah.
That there were massive money transfers just prior to the attacks that took place.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, and that were, you know, believed to were going to be hidden by the destruction. In other words, the computers would be destroyed. But weren't.
And that's
why the hard drives recovered.
That's why they used such intense, powerful fucking explosives. That's why the buildings turned into dust. They wanted to destroy
right.
the fucking hard drives, man.
Right. But a lot of them were saved, and they were sent all the way to Germany to be, you know, examined and the data extracted from the disks. And it proved that there was a lot of, there were huge money transactions, and it was using this special new software that it was part of AIG and between AIG and this other, I forget which other corporation, another insurance brokerage.
Something stream.
Right.
And, it was AIG
so,
and Marshall McLennan.
I believe a lot of what happened was to cover all of that up. Because it was a huge robbery. It was a huge looting on top of that.
Yeah.
You know, on top of it was multifaceted. You know, because in other words, the amount of people that were murdered, would give reason to go to war. But
right.
on top of that, underlying was a huge robbery. And
they milked it for all it was worth.
Right, exactly. And a huge, in other words, destruction of evidence, of, you know, criminal evidence on top of that. So it's multifaceted.
Okay, so we just explained everything in a nutshell.
Right.
Because it can be, you can write volumes of books on this.
Right.
What I want to get out of here is George Bush is connected. George H.W. Mm-hmm. Bush is connected.
The whole Bush family.
The entire U.S. government is affiliated with this, and that
right.
you know you live under a rogue government.
Right.
That is not.
And the media was compliant too. The media
Pardon
is
the media.
Also
yeah. Fuck the
right.
media, and it's all connected.
So that shows across the board.
Israelis.
You know. Right. I mean, across the board, your whole you know authority system that people believe in and give all their trust and confidence to is just totally corrupted and totally you know.
And they'll do it
criminally,
again.
Criminally negligent, and were you know complicit
it.
In this. They cooperated in unison together. you
yeah.
know, which you know, if you don't see this by now, you know, you might as well just cut your head off because your brain isn't working correctly.
Right. Well, here's what I got to say about that. There's a lot of people that know what's going on. Everybody seems
mm-hmm.
to be got a heads up. They're like,
yeah.
there's a lot of people paying attention, but they don't
right.
know what to do. They don't know what to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. And
so
a lot of people just shut down.
Well,
they don't. They won't say anything because.
It's either you keep your head down and you don't, you know, don't be a hero,
yeah.
you know, don't get yourself killed,
right.
or in a month or two, everyone's going to get killed.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
And, you know, what you can do to start is throw marijuana seeds everywhere. throw them all over the fucking place. That's the best idea
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, like
heard.
They're doing in London.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like a way of attracting a lot of attention, and
right.
to marijuana, to
right.
make
and
people
to false
say,
drug war.
Yeah, exactly. But mainly to say that if there's a marijuana leaf growing or plant growing,
mm.
it is in defiance of these assholes. And there's nothing
right.
wrong with dropping a seed in the ground. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right,
so,
and this is what they're doing in London, England. There's
right.
Marijuana. People are throwing marijuana seeds everywhere to protest. In other words, the illegalization of marijuana, which is a natural
right.
plant, and you know it isn't like heroin or cocaine. You know, it's pot.
Right.
And
marijuana
this
is
what
plant.
Right, and that on top of it too is that forget marijuana. It's all about its cousin hemp, which
right.
would you know, in other words,
benefit the world greatly.
Benefit the people because
mm-hmm.
anybody could grow it. It's the best crop on the planet to grow.
No more chopping down trees.
Right. It has so many benefits and so many uses. It's not even funny. It runs into the thousands of how many uses there are.